Greater Boston's hot real estate market has sparked a controversial and potentially illegal practice among professionals who inspect homes. Some desperate home buyers are skipping full inspections and relying on inspectors to do mini walkthroughs instead. But as WBUR's Laura Craigle reports, this shortcut may leave buyers vulnerable during one of the biggest purchases they'll ever make.
Home inspector Bill Delaney pokes at the deck of a Marshfield home with a ski pole. He's testing the integrity of its wooden slats and explaining what he finds to the property's buyers.
This is all rotted. This is all rotted. You can see right here the mushrooms. That's a clear sign of rot.
Yep.
All right.
He checks the roof and foundation, the electrical system and plumbing, the heating and cooling. Later, he sends the buyers a report about the condition of the house. That way, they can ask the sellers to fix any problems before closing or negotiate the final price. But this level of detail is not happening for a lot of home sales in the Boston area. Instead of a full inspection that may take several hours and cost up to $800, some inspectors are doing so-called walkthroughs that take as little as 20 minutes. For a discounted price, they look only at a few key areas, and typically there's no written report on their findings. Delaney and others say they won't do these.
I'm not doing a walkthrough. Absolutely not. I'm not putting my license at risk because a broker just wants to sell a house. I can't do that.
Sellers hold the power in this market, often with multiple offers in hand, and they don't have to allow inspections that may reveal defects of their property. For buyers to compete, many waive their right to have an inspection before the sale closes, and in the last few years, many inspectors have started offering walkthroughs. Not Jay Rizzo, co-owner of Braintree-based Tiger Home Inspection. He says they're fake inspections that violate Massachusetts law regulating the industry, a law written specifically to protect consumers.
Someone's going to get financially hurt, emotionally hurt, and hopefully not physically hurt by doing one of these walkthroughs.
Beyond skipping important systems of a house, a walkthrough gives buyers little to no recourse if their inspector misses a problem, say a colony of termites eating away at a wall or a faulty heating system that's venting fumes back into the house. Rizzo and two other inspectors from different companies are so concerned, they've tried to get the attention of the State Board of Registration of Home Inspectors, which oversees the industry.
Good morning. Today is March 9, 2022. Would the board members that are present identify themselves for roll call?
At this virtual meeting, Rizzo called on the board to act on these quick looks that he believes violate state law.
These walk-through chats, walk-and-talks, consultations that are completely not following CMR 266. They're taking advantage of the customer, taking advantage of the consumer, and it needs to be a position from the board.
The board did not take up the issue, and it declined an interview request from WBUR. The board plans to discuss walkthroughs at its May 11th meeting. Inspectors say it's not just the hot market at fault. They say some real estate agents also bear responsibility because they advise sellers to put properties on the market as is, essentially refusing an inspection. And agents encourage buyers to make offers without one. The Greater Boston Association of Realtors recommends all buyers get full inspections. The group's president, Melvin Vieira Jr., says it's not their job to police inspectors.
If their own people in their industry decide to do that and go along with it, then that's on them.
Inspectors are at odds over the ethics and legality of walkthroughs. Some are doing them just to stay in business, as traditional inspections have dried up. Alex Steinberg is owner of JBS Home Inspections in Cambridge and president of the New England chapter of the American Society of Home Inspectors. He offers a shorter 90-minute version of his full inspection and believes it's both legal and better than no inspection at all.
I don't like these, and I sort of have to hold my nose, quite frankly, but I feel like I'm giving my client valuable, valuable knowledge.
Steinberg says he examines a house's exterior, basement, and attic, areas where the most serious problems can be detected. He produces a simple report for the buyer, and it costs less than a full inspection.
It's a sad state of affairs that life has gotten to be so competitive that someone can't go into a huge purchase with their eyes wide open.
Steinberg says everyone connected to the real estate industry, including inspectors, agents, and insurers, should be accountable for the problem. But inspectors say they don't see it going away unless the state board takes action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Laura Craigle.